And then Daddy Bear says, oh, come on, Albert, cheer up. This is a good story. My dad used to read it to me. Except on Saturdays, then he read me the football results. All right, all right.
Who's been sitting in my chair?
And Mummy Bear says, who's been sitting in my chair? And Baby Bear says, stone me, who's chewed a hole in this page?
Albert.
All right.
We present Albert and Me, starring Richard Beckinsale as Brian Archer and featuring Pat Coombs, John Comer, Frank Thornton, Sharon Deuce, Anne Cunningham, and Douglas Blackwell. As one unmarried father wrote to another, having a nappy time, wish you were here. In Brian Archer's case, things are a little easier. His parents are only too pleased to look after their grandson. Well, sometimes they're pleased.
Hello, Mum.
Oh, Al Brian. How are you?
All right, Mum.
Where's Albert?
He's asleep in our bedroom.
How's he been today?
He's all right, but it's your dad.
What is?
He weed on his football coupon.
What on earth made him do that?
No, Albert, not your dad.
Who's it, Lil?
It's Al Brian.
I want to see him.
I've a few words to say to you, Al Brian. What about this son of yours, Albert? Do you know what he's done today?
I'm sorry, he weed on your coupon.
So she's told you?
Yeah, it's the first time he's done the pools.
Don't get funny with me. Not only did he ruin my drawers, he also got into the shoe cleaning box. I nearly had a heart attack when I saw him. I thought he was one of the black and white minstrels falling out of the telly.
Yeah?
And there's our cat.
Shall I make a pot of tea?
Do you mind? I'm talking about Albert. Our poor, illegitimate grandson and what he did to our cat.
What did he do?
He shut it in the fridge. We had to put Tibbles under the grill for 5 minutes before he could even meow.
I'm sorry.
But I'm telling you straight, we can't have Albert here during the day. He's your son, you look after him.
Well, I can't, I've just started this new job.
How is your new job, Bri?
Will you stop changing the subject? It's not fair on the little soul. He ought to be brought up proper with a mother.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I am his mother.
With that long hair, you're lucky.
What is your new job?
I'm doing a selling course.
Oh.
I'm the only bloke on it, all the rest are women.
You see, women. That's all he thinks about. Don't forget, that's how you got Albert. Where you're going, I'll end up with half Camden Town calling me Grandad.
It was only once.
What are you selling, Brian?
Cosmetics.
Cosmetics? I might have known it. A real Nancy boy's job.
Look, I'll show you. Look, can I interest you in a deodorant, sir or madam? And if I may say so, you need it. There's not a body odour alive can outsmell this. Watch. Yeah, hang on, that's carpet shampoo.
First your son wheezes on me coupon. Now you squirt shampoo all over me shirt. Now you've woken Albert.
I didn't.
Of course you did.
Shall I make a pot of tea?
Will you shut up about your rotten tea when I'm trying to have a reasonable argument with me son?
Oh, I'll go and see to him, poor little lamb.
Anyway, Al Brian, I mean what I say. We can't have him here. What with your mum's back and my leg, it's too much. From tomorrow, you take him with you.
Good morning, ladies, and welcome to Cozy Cosmetics. Now, my name is Vernon Wordsworth, and I'm in charge of training. Now, it is I who will teach you the art of selling cosmetics, for an art it is. An art that ranks with painting, poetry, or music. Because it is your artistry that will sell our product, your gentle persuasion, that soft approach on your first entrance.
Morning!
Mr. Archer, you're late.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
You should have been here 10 minutes ago.
Why, what happened?
Mr. Archer.
Sorry.
Sit down.
Right.
Be what, Brian? I'm moving my bag off this chair.
Thanks, Anna. I'll just pick these chairs up.
Mr. Archer, will you please sit down? Here, near me.
Right.
You're ready now?
Yes, all ready.
Comfortable?
Yes.
Quite sure?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Just one question, Mr. Archer, before I resume.
Yes.
Do my eyes deceive me, or is that a perambulator?
Oh, this, yeah, dead right. It's a pram, all right. Clever of you to spot that.
On your way to a jumble sale, are you?
What?
The pram, Mr. Archer.
Oh, no, my son's in it, Albert.
I hope it is not your intention to keep him at work with you. The company doesn't allow pets or children. It's very bad for customer relations.
Ah, yes. Well, I mean, no, it's just for today. See, someone's going to look after him for me tomorrow.
Very well. For today only. Now, as we seem to be settled, in this session, I'm going to talk about our new perfume. Can anyone remember what it's called?
Dark Passion.
Oh, well done, Miss Jameson. Dark Passion, yes. The perfume that will transform an ordinary woman into a tigress with just one discreet dab. It brings out everything that is feminine in a woman. That hidden scent that draws men to her like a magnet. I'm sure you ladies understand.
Yes.
Now then, what is it that makes you attractive to men?
Well, I suppose it's my personal...
I was not including you.
Sorry.
It's the mystery, the dazzle, the exotic, the hint of fiery passion, the search for forbidden fruit. Mr. Archer, why are you wobbling that pram?
I'm just rocking Albert back to sleep.
Now, where was I?
Forbidden fruit.
Oh, thank you, Miss Jensen. Now, what comes after the forbidden fruit?
A cigarette?
Mr. Archer, selling cosmetics door to door is a very serious business. It calls for charm and subtlety, both of which, frankly, in you are conspicuous by their absence.
I'm sorry.
And your trousers aren't pressed.
Well, that's part of their charm and subtlety.
Mr. Archer, frankly, I didn't agree with your being taken on as a salesperson in the first place. Selling cosmetics is a very feminine occupation. I suppose you think you'll be up to it.
Don't worry about us.
Us, Mr. Archer?
Meaning one, me, you know, myself. I'm using the royal we.
Well, please let us know when you are finished and we can get on. Now, I should like to conduct an experiment. Picture, if you will, the housewife. Harassed, the daily chores surrounding her, piles of crockery, clothes to wash, the whole woman's world dragging her down. In this experiment, I shall play the housewife.
Typecast again.
Mr. Archer?
Yes?
You will be the sales lady.
Me? Oh, right.
Now, you are standing in front of a suburban semi-detached maison. For a change, you look impeccable. Even your trousers are pressed. You knock.
Right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Chester.
Chester who?
Chester Song at twilight. When the lights
are... How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. In all my years in ladies' cosmetics, I have never been so insulted. You made a complete mockery of my lecture. You come in here, pulling a perambulator.
Pushing?
Pulling a perambulator. Then you make facetious comments throughout and sit there with your trousers unpressed. And now you perform cheap jibes on me. Mr. Archer, this is too much. I shall recommend your instant dismissal.
Oh, please, Mr. Wordsworth, give me a chance. I mean, well, I've got this very big little mouth to feed.
I cannot take the chance of your performing knocking jokes on our customers.
Oh, please, Mr. Wordsworth, I'll be good. And I'll sell. By the time I've finished, they'll be bathing in dark passion.
No, well, all right. One more chance. But if you do not make a sale tomorrow, then I shall insist to the company that your employment be terminated. Now, ladies, we'll break there for coffee.
Oh, thank you.
And, Mr. Archer, I'd be grateful if you'd remove your infant while we have coffee. I couldn't bear it if you started to change him while I was munching my water biscuit.
Right, Mr. Wordsworth.
And don't forget, no babies tomorrow.
Ah, don't worry, Mr. Wordsworth. You can count on me.
Good. Because tomorrow I shall be coming with you to keep an eye on your progress. A very close eye.
More coffee, Anna?
Oh, thanks.
Made a bit of a fool of myself today, didn't I?
Yes, you did. It was more fun than Mr. Wordsworth's dark passion.
Anyway, thanks for coming round tonight. Gets a bit lonely sometimes with only Albert to talk to. By the time we've said coochie-coo, we've just about exhausted the conversation. Sugar?
Oh, yes, one, thanks. I'm glad I came.
So am I. What do I do tomorrow? There's no one I can leave Albert with, and if I take him with me, woomph, the elbow. Bango the payments on the pram.
Well, perhaps you could give Mr. Wordsworth the slip during the day.
Nah, not so easy when you're pushing a pram. I can hardly hide it up my shirt.
Oh, look, tell you what. I'll look after Albert first thing while you pick up your samples.
Would you really?
Yeah. With a bit of luck, that'll give you a start on Mr. Wordsworth.
I'd appreciate that a lot, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I must be difficult with Albert.
It is sometimes, yeah. He's a lovely boy, though. I know, he gets a bit lonely. You've got beautiful eyes.
Thanks.
Seems a long time since I had company.
Brian?
Anna. Anna, I...
All right, Albert, I'm coming.
It caught his teddy bear up the leg of his pyjamas.
Does that happen often?
No, sometimes it's his woolly dog.
What happened to his mother?
She ran off with an electrician.
Oh, that must have been bad for you.
Yeah, he only came round to mend a fuse. Anna. Anna, I... Anna.
Brian.
Oh, God.
Albert! Come in, Albert!
He's got a tooth coming through.
Oh, perhaps I'd better go.
No, honestly, he'll shut up in a couple of hours.
No, I'd better. There'll be another time.
Promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see you and Albert at Wimble Street tomorrow morning.
Look, I'm sorry it turned out like this.
Oh, well, maybe it was for the best. I mean, you never know where things might have led to.
Yeah.
Bye, Brian.
Albert, you and I are going to have a serious talk about this.
Morning, Mr. Wordsworth.
Mr. Archer, you are late again.
Yes, I got held up pressing my trousers.
Well, next time I suggest you remove them first. Now, I intended coming out with you this morning, but instead I have some rather urgent business to attend to here.
Oh, that's a pity.
So instead I shall call on you later today to see how you're progressing.
Later?
Sometime this afternoon.
Where? Yeah, I mean, just, you know, so we don't miss one another.
No, don't worry. I'll find you. I've given you Wellington Park for your sales area. It's marked on your map. Here.
Thank you.
And here are your samples. 12 bottles of Dark Passion at £3 each. And remember, Dark Passion is a perfume like no other. You go out there with dynamism, fiery passion.
I know, forbidden fruit.
And unpressed trousers, oh God. I'll see you later.
Everything okay, Brian?
For the moment. Albert all right?
Fast asleep. Doesn't he look sweet with his thumb up his nose?
Just like his dad. Keeps missing the target. I'll see you for lunch in the park.
Right. Oh, and good luck.
Here we are, Albert. Our first house. Keep an eye out for Wordsworth over the edge of your pram while I knock at the door. Good morning, madam.
Who are you?
I'm the man you've been waiting for.
Oh, good.
Who is it, Dorothy?
It's the bloke come to mend the telly.
No, madam, I'm here to show you...
It's got these wobbly lines all over Rolf Harris. Well, at least I suppose they are wobbly lines. It could be him, I suppose.
No, madam, I have something in this case that will change your whole life.
Yes?
Tell him to hurry up, Doris. The racing will be on in a minute.
It's not the telly man after all. It's one of them religious nuts.
Oh! Tell him we got one already.
Yes.
No, you don't understand, madam. This is Dark Passion at £3 a bottle.
No, thanks. The milkman sells it for ninepence.
One more time. Let's hope we have better luck with this one, Albert. Oh, you've gone to sleep.
So much for my dynamic sales talk.
Yes?
Can I interest your wife in some dark passion?
Can I interest you in a punch up the throat? And don't you purse your lips at me either.
I'm not pursing my lips at you. Would you shout quietly? You'll wake the baby.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right.
Now shove off before I stuff that pram up your rooter.
House number 103. Albert, if we don't make a sale here, I reckon I'm for the biggie.
Yes?
Good morning. I'm selling perfume.
Yes.
How do you feel about some dark passion?
Step inside, Tiger. You've come to the right place.
Actually, I've got my son with me.
Oh, showing him the facts of life, eh? Where is he?
In the pram.
Starting him early, aren't you?
No, I'm selling dark passion. The amazing new perfume that we're almost giving away at We Found a Bottle.
Come in and let's have a demonstration. Oh, Mama Polyanthus, as you step inside. It's said that any man who knocks that vase over gains complete control over me.
Who says that?
The insurance man. You can see his boot marks on it. This way.
Albert, we're in.
This perfume makes me feel like a loose woman.
What you need is a screwdriver. But it's very nice of you to let my Albert play with your little boy.
Oh, it's company for my Adrian, them being the same age.
Yeah. They've gone very quiet in there, haven't they? Hope they're not up to anything. You all right, Albert? They're all right. I like those purple candlesticks you've got in there.
Yes, my Patrick gave them to me. One for every year of our married life. 10 years, 10 candles.
That's nice. How many? Albert. Albert, what are you chewing? Put it back! How do you feel about 9.5 years?
Forget about that. Now... come here and tell me, where should I wear this perfume?
It would go very well in a restaurant.
You know what I mean. How about here?
Oh, well...
Or maybe here.
Look, do you think you ought to do that? I mean, you know, oh, it's getting very warm in here, isn't it?
So, caught you at it this time, Alice.
Oh, Patrick, you're home early.
I suppose he's here to read the gas meter.
No, he's working.
Yes, I'm here on the job. I'm selling dark passion.
Not to my missus, you're not. At least you had the decency to put Adrian in another room.
Actually, that's my son.
What? My Adrian, Alice.
No, Patrick.
I think I'd better go.
You'll go all right in an ambulance when I've done with you. Come here, you.
Put it down, Patrick.
Hang on, Albert. I've got a bit of a bother.
Albert.
My son.
Not Adrian.
Your wife will explain.
Too right, I will. How dare you, Patrick Murphy, coming in here accusing me of all sorts of goings-on.
Oh, but Alice...
Just because this man was showing me a bit of...
Of perfume.
You come in here with your dirty mind and start a row. When did you ever buy me perfume? When did you ever buy me anything?
What about those candles? And that vase?
Well, you know what you can do with your candles. And as for that vase... You can have it right back. Here.
No. Oh.
Look, if I could have my...
And as for this perfume, Patrick Murphy...
Careful, it's £3 a bottle.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I don't suppose you've got £3 on you, have you?
It's all your fault anyway.
Mine?
His.
Yours.
Mine?
I scrub for you, clear up after you.
Me?
Him.
Me.
Cook for you.
I'll forget about the £3
then. Clean the house, darn your socks.
How about £1.50?
Ow!
Curtains, brush and sweep, mend for you.
make skinless rice pudding for you.
Anyway, just about escaped with my life. I reckon you need a crash helmet on this job.
Have another cheese sandwich.
Thanks. You all right, Albert? Wouldn't think you'd eat a banana sideways, would you? Even if it does fit his mouth. Albert, don't throw Teddy out of your pram. But the only good thing is, Wordsworth hasn't caught up with me yet.
What will you do when he does?
Don't know. Send him round to Alice's and get him to kick a polyanthus. I didn't want to work for this rotten old company anyway. Albert, that's the third time you've slung Teddy out. Well, this time he can stay on the path and get cold. But you can shout all you like. Teddy stays there. You know, I reckon I'm not cut out for this job. There, Albert. You thought you'd beaten me, didn't you? Well, let me tell you...
No!
What?
Wordsworth just come into the park gate.
We've got to hide Albert.
Well, how can we hide a friend?
Look, you go into the ladies with him. I'll deal with Wordsworth. I hope he didn't see her.
Ah, Mr. Archer.
Hello, Mr. Wordsworth.
Found you at last.
Yes, Mr. Wordsworth.
No little Archer?
No.
It's funny, I could have sworn I saw a pram here a moment ago.
A pram? Oh, yes, there was a child here. And an au pair.
An au pair, eh? I didn't realise there were two of them.
You would have if you'd been sitting where I was.
Yes. Well, having lunch, I see.
Yes.
Do you usually take it out of a baby's bottle?
What? Good grief. I wonder what my friends are using to give Albert his drink.
I shudder to think. Have you disposed of any of the dark passion yet?
Oh, yes, one's gone.
Really? You've made a sale?
Well, you know.
I've misjudged you.
Some of us have it.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Well, have you finished? I can't wait to see our super saleswoman in action.
Is that really necessary, as I've got rid of one?
But of course. I'd like to observe your technique. Who knows? I may even learn something from you.
Mr. Wordsworth, you don't want to watch me.
Mr. Archer, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. Now, Mr. Archer, drink up that baby's bottle and we shall go.
Right. First, I must go and have a...
Very well, then. But be quick.
I won't be a minute.
Are you sure it's all right to leave this pram here?
Oh, of course you can, love. Oh, and here, dear. Hello, Cheeky. What's his name?
Albert.
Can we? Albert. Oh, he's got your eyes all right. Got big nostrils, hasn't he? Thought he had three mouths for a minute. I suppose he gets that from your husband.
No, I'm not married.
Oh, no. It's like that, eh?
No.
No, there's no need to explain. No, same thing happened to me. 6 times. It's only when number 7 was due, their father heard about the family allowance I've been claiming and wanted to get his hands on it. Hello. He's at it again.
What?
That dirty old attendant and the gents next door. He keeps banging on the pipes to tell me he loves me. Shut up, you dirty old rat bag! Don't that take the biscuit? He's talking through that hole by the pipes. Funny, he's never done that before.
Are you in there?
Oh, whatever next? Here. You just shut your ears, dear, while I poke me mop handle in his ear hole.
I can't get out of it so easy, so I'll be stuck here for a while.
Hey, it's not that old rat bag at all. It's someone stuck on a throne. Here, do you think we ought to call a fire brigade?
Look, I don't think it's who you
think. Oh, it's terrible. I mean, that varnish in this hot weather.
Actually, it's Albert's father.
Your baby's... Oh, is it? Right. Serves you right, you rotten Casanova. I hope you stay stuck there. That'll teach you not to do your duty. There. I'll bet that gave him a surprise.
I bet it did.
Ah, Mr. Archer, you're back. All ready to proceed?
I don't feel well.
Why, what happened?
Well, I'm not sure. No, I mean nothing. I mean, I've got this terrible headache.
Then fresh air will do you good. Now, let's make a start, shall we?
Oh, my leg.
Now what is it?
I've got this pain.
Well, we'd better get you to a doctor straight away.
No, don't worry about me. You go on. I'll catch you up.
With a bad leg? No, I couldn't possibly leave you.
It's not that bad.
Well, in that case, the exercise will do it good. You ready?
No. Actually, Mr. Wordsworth...
Yes.
It...
Go on.
Well, I've got my son with me.
Ah, I wonder when we get around to it. It's all right, Miss Jameson. You can come out of the ladies now.
It wasn't her fault, Mr. Wordsworth.
Hello, Mr. Wordsworth.
Oh, you found it in the ladies, I presume. Makes a change from a gooseberry bush, anyway.
Well, she was only helping me out, Mr. Wordsworth.
Say no more, Mr. Archer. I guessed you were breaking the no-children rule, so I contacted personnel earlier today.
Oh.
Don't tell me. Collect my cards in the morning.
And suggested that you be transferred to baby cosmetics, where your infant will be of use to you.
Transferred? You're not sacking me.
Please report to Mrs. Evans at our children's corner tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
That's very nice of you.
And may I say what a pleasure it is to lose you. Now, Miss Jameson, as you are still in my employ, I suggest we call on a potential customer.
All right, Mr. Wilson.
Good day, Mr. Archer.
Hang on. If Albert's going to be useful, how much do you reckon they'll pay him?
Mr. Archer, if usefulness is any guide, you'll be lucky if they pay you. Now, do get your trousers pressed. This way, Miss Jameson.
I'll see you tonight, Brian. Coming, Mr. Wordsworth?
Albert, we're in business.
Da-da.
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Richard Beckinsale as Brian Archer, with Pat Coombs as his mum and John Comer as his dad. Also this week, Frank Thornton featured as Vernon Wordsworth, Sharon Deuce as Anna Jameson, Anne Cunningham as Alice, and Douglas Blackwell as Patrick. Oh, yes. We mustn't forget Albert. That was Pat Coombs. Incidental music was written by Max Harris and the producer, John Fawcett Wilson.